Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I was trying to serve to your department.
To the fraud department.
Yes, my card company contacted me, said a transaction was made from a location where I've never used it, and I'm trying to see what was about. And she told me that something about a meal plan. I don't know what that is. I'm not doing a meal plan. I don't need a meal plan, so I don't know what that is.
Okay, what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
My shipping address. Well, I'm in the military and I'm currently stationed in Hawaii, but I'm going to give you my OMA record and shipping address, which would be New York. And that's not it. And the Hawaii address is not it. I don't know where it is. So the New York address.
Okay, so provide me with the address, please, sir.
For which one? For where I'm at right now?
From New York.
Yes, that's what I was about to give you.
Okay.
176-20 Cirrus Avenue. Jamaica, Queens, New York, 11433.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, and first and last name, sir, please.
First name is Patrick, last name is Lewis.
Patrick Lewis. Okay, thank you. So I see here a note was done on May 8th for $59.89. It shows for the meal plan app. So this order could have been done like doing a sweepstakes where you pay a minimum price of $1. To $6 for shipping and handling of iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. You don't recall something like that, sir?
No.
Does somebody else in your household use your card?
Pardon me?
Does somebody else in your household use your card?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, sir?
Say again.
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization to create this order. Will that be okay if I complete the fraud claim for you?
Yeah, that's fine with me. But what do you say this pertains to, a sweepstake?
I'm sorry?
You said this pertains to a sweepstake for what?
The order could have been done by doing like a sweepstakes where you pay a minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner.
When you place
that order, it tells you in the terms and policies that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app for $59.89 a month.
Oh, okay.
But you're saying that you don't recall, correct?
I don't need a meal plan. I know, okay. I was looking up a vacuum, but I don't know. I don't remember putting a place in a plan for any dollar or anything.
Okay, give me a moment.
Which enrolled me in a meal plan. I don't need a $59. No, I don't need a meal plan.
Okay, that's fine. Give me one moment. Okay, so your account is canceled. Your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, what I have done, I have issued you full refunds of $59.89 three times. You'll receive the refunds in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any additional questions today?
No, I don't, ma'am.
Okay, if you do, you could give us a call back. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, sir. Bye-bye.